For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Southside Chicago gun violence has boiled over in bloodshed this weekend, including the neighborhoods of Lawndale, West Humboldt Park, and South Austin. Four people are dead and 35 have been injured from gunfire. One clergyman saying,
"This is just out of control right now. You want a war zone. You don't have to go to Afghanistan or Iraq. There's a war zone going on right now."
Police Chief Fred Waller.
"We have an environment where people do not feel any repercussions for using guns to commit violence, and thus these weapons flow freely onto our streets."
There are speculations the number of incidents overnight were fueled by the unusually hot weather in Chicago, sending more people out into the streets than usual. The forecast is expected to stay in the 80s once again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
In Caracas, a speech by the president of Venezuela was interrupted by an explosion. The government claims it was a drone attack that happened during Maduro's speech during a military event. President Maduro claims it was an assassination attempt. National Security Advisor John Bolton on Fox says if it was, it wasn't the U.S.
"Well, I can say unequivocally there was no U.S. government involvement in this at all."
Capitol Hill lawmakers won a major crackdown on Russia as the midterm elections approach. Republican Congressman Ed Royce of California tells CNN's State of the Union that it's time for action by the U.S.
"As a consequence of those efforts and us not doing enough, not just this administration, but the past administration not doing enough, we are in a position now where we have got to show Putin that he'll have to pay a steep price if he doesn't stop this interference now."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
One speech at the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Saturday night will be remembered for years to come. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
"Anyone can be a leader.
Ray Lewis played all of his 17 seasons with the Baltimore Ravens, winning a pair of Super Bowls with that team. And during his career and since, he has worked tirelessly in the city of Baltimore, especially to help children, and to urge and motivate others to do the same. And in a rousing speech at his induction, he delivers this message.
When you take action to lift up your community, to inspire others to dream, and to do more, you're a leader. Listen, our gravestone has a day when you were born and a day when you die. And they got a dash in between. And that dash defines what your legacy is."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More wildfire evacuations in California. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Some good news in the fight against wildfires in Northern California. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bosinko.
"I'm glad to say that now the city of Redding has all the areas open and has been repopulated, and we're working in some of those more difficult areas of the county to get people back in."
Firefighters still battling twin wildfires with 55 homes burn up and thousands of residents evacuated. The two fires covering a larger area than the deadly wildfire in Redding and the Carr Fire, the largest and most destructive in county history. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.